Support for this podcast of Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets, welcoming the arrival of summer with grass-fed beef, organic corn on the cob, fresh peaches, and locally made ice cream, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
So, Nance, it's been a couple of all-you-can-eats back now, but I was looking at your favorite sandwiches blog and the responses from all your eaters and the pictures. Sandwich porno, they looked so great. And I was going to contribute some of my own favorite sandwiches, but compared to the stuff on your blog, they're just such weak tea. Were you surprised at the huge response that you got when you asked, what's your favorite sandwich?
Well, I was, not just because there were so many people talking on the blog. I also asked via Twitter and Facebook, and I got a ton of personal emails. And they had very specific ideas about where I should go and what I should eat and what should be on it. Remember when I did the banh mi, the Vietnamese sandwich one? It was almost as bad as that. God forbid you talk about burgers, they go ballistic. And people have these very specific ideas about what their favorite sandwich is, where you should get it, and what it tastes like. Are you that way?
No, well, I don't take things like sandwiches that seriously. And one of the things I noticed among the comments on your blog was that there were a couple of nasty little catfights there. And I'm thinking, get over yourselves. We're talking about sandwiches here. It reminded me of something I read long ago about academic catfights. Somebody said, feelings run so high because the stakes are so low. And I noticed
I think you're right.
Like our last one, our hot dog one, just because I happened to casually mention that I didn't like Chicago pizza and humorously called it an abomination. Some guy's writing, and he's all huffy and out of joint and wants NPR to be defunded because I didn't like Chicago pizza. Come on, man. We're just talking about sandwiches and pizzas here. It's not that big a deal.
Okay, so when you make sandwiches at home, what do you make? Forget about going out.
Okay.
What do you make at home?
Well, like I said, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you this after seeing these beautiful, beautiful sandwiches. But my two favorite sandwiches to make at home are cream cheese and olive on rye toast. And I'm talking about the stuffed green olives, you know, with the red pimentos in it, and
sure,
cream cheese. Not even fancy, just Philadelphia. And my other one, and Dr. Goldston, please cover your ears very tightly now. I like a Velveeta and bacon sandwich on a toasted Thomas's English muffin. And to be even more specific, the Velveeta should be cold.
I'm sorry, Stein. That is an abomination to man.
Disgusting.
That is a cold Velveeta. I mean, I can appreciate a decent Velveeta because I am a grilled cheese fan.
Well, you can't beat it for grilled cheese.
You really can't. And although I have to say I much prefer Havarti. So when I have my choice, I like to have just some kind of nice classic white or whole wheat bread and a little bit of mayonnaise and several slices of Havarti. But you have to put enough butter on the outside. Several years ago, Mac made me get him a bacon press. And I thought, what do you need a bacon press for? And the answer is grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, to press them down on the pan, huh?
That's right. So, you know, you've got to use a cast iron skillet. You have to use a lot of butter.
Yep.
You have to use a press. And you have to have it not too hot so that it's just perfectly bronzed.
Just perfectly bronzed, like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Well, these are all terrific sandwiches, and I hope that listeners to Food for Thought will also respond with some of their favorites, too. And please, no flaming. This is about sandwiches, okay? Not politics. You'll find a link to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog right at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and share some of your favorite sandwiches there. Speaking of which, I guess I'm going to go home and make myself a shrimp po' boy. I'm Dick Stein.